Imagine standing here at 46 Dartmouth Road in March of 1911. The smell of freshly cut lumber fills the air, which is pierced with the sounds of the sawmill on Lake Drive and hammers pounding nails. The land all around you has been cleared of virtually all trees, and the area is abuzz with the construction of new homes. With no trees and few houses to block your view, you can see scattered new homes being built on Hillcrest Road, on both sides of Dartmouth Road, on Lake Drive toward the boulevard, and up on the hill across the boulevard. Today's manicured lawns, landscaping, and stone walls existed then only in the imagination. The land around every home going up was either dirt or weeds and wild grass, and large boulders and pudding stones lay scattered all about. The first family to move from New York City to Herbert Hapgood's new, planned community was the Llewellyn family. Lawrence and Sally Llewellyn with their young children, Gerald, age 4, and Alice, age 2. A third child, Alberta, would be born to the Llewellyns in 1915 in the rear right bedroom on the second floor of the house. The Llewellyns spent their first night at 46 Dartmouth Road on March 17, 1911, the day generally recognized as the birthday of Mountain Lakes. They were brave to do so. Early living conditions were hardly ideal. The roads, much narrower than they are today, were made of dirt and quickly turned to mud when it rained. It would be another year before the community was first served by the Lackawanna Railroad. Nonetheless, the town grew quickly. By the end of June, some 50 families had taken up residence. By year's end, more than 200 Hapgood homes were occupied. The total number of Hapgood houses would rise to approximately 500 by the time Herbert Hapgood went out of business in 1923. Lawrence Llewellyn was a fitting trailblazer, for he was a successful, risk-taking entrepreneur responsible for an iconic American product. At the turn of the 20th century, people began to realize that the communal tin cup, from which everyone drank at public water sources, often spread germs and disease. Llewellyn patented both a flanged paper cup that could be dispensed one at a time from a stack of nested cups and the machine that dispensed these cups at public water fountains. Initially known as the Individual Drinking Cup Company, his enterprise later changed its corporate name to reflect the name of its product, which lives on today as the Dixie Cup. The Llewellyns were not only the first citizens of Mountain Lakes, they were active social and civic leaders of the new community. In 1912, the first church services for adults were held on Sunday afternoons in the upper story of their detached garage, which you can see at the top of the driveway. That same year, the Llewellyn garage hosted the first baptism in Mountain Lakes. Also in 1912, Lawrence Llewellyn took the lead in establishing the town's first public school. The Llewellyns were among the founding members of the Community Church of Mountain Lakes in November 1913. On many Saturday nights, the second story of the Llewellyns' garage served as a ballroom. An early photograph, which can be seen on the website of the Mountain Lakes Historical Society, shows the Llewellyns hosting a community picnic, with town residents seated at two long rows of tables in their backyard. A flyer made by the Llewellyns invited ye old settlers of Mountain Lakes to their first annual community fair on September 2, 1912, to be held on Llewellyn's Hilltop Meadows. The day's events included an automobile hill climb time contest for Mountain Lakes machines, from standing start, any make of machine, on any gear. First prize was an automobile horn. The Llewellyn house was actually given builder number 16 in Hapgood's numbering system, which didn't necessarily coincide with the order in which the homes were built or occupied. The home is a classic Hapgood four-square style residence, consisting of three rooms on the first floor, with two of the squares taken up by a large living room, another square for the dining room, and a square for the kitchen. In Hapgood's four-square homes, the living room could run along any side of the house. In this case, it runs front to back on the right side as you face the house from the street, with the entrance on either the short or the long side of the living room. The dining room and the kitchen are more or less equal in size. The stairway to the second floor is typically part of the living room without its own separate hallway. In the Llewellyn home, however, the main stairway is a center hall staircase leading from the front door. This house has been expanded by about 15 feet in the back. This particular home was also built with an open porch on the right side, which is now enclosed, and open eaves with exposed rafters, another classic feature of craftsman-style homes. The home was originally built with a square hip roof, in which the entire roof points upwards towards the center, like a pyramid. When the home was expanded, the roof was converted to a rectangular hip roof. You'll note the home is just two stories tall. After it went up, Hapgood clearly realized he could get a lot more living space by putting a dormer or two on the third floor of his homes. Consequently, most Hapgood homes in Mountain Lakes offered three floors of living space. From here, walk back to Lake Drive, turn right, and continue on to the Mountain Lakes Club.